Rich here. Welcome to our fantasy football discussion points. Jack and I are here to talk about the Premier Skills fantasy football team and the players that you think are right for the team.
We had a bit of a disaster this week. 32 points. Our worst week so far. What happened?
Well, I don't think the Premier Skills team was the only team to have a bad week. We have Zlatan Ibrahimovic and Sergio Aguero in attack. And these two are the most popular strikers in the fantasy football game.
Yes, no goals and only 4 points between them. That definitely brought our score down. What about the rest of the players?
Well, on a more positive note, you, our Premier Skills listeners, chose our highest scoring player last week.
That's right. We asked you to choose a defender and a midfielder for the team. And you chose Manchester United's Antonio Valencia.
And he scored 9 points for the team last week. A clean sheet gave him 4 points, plus 3 bonus points. So a good choice there.
You also chose Hull City's Sean Maloney, who didn't do too well. Just 1 point for him. But because he was cheap, it means we have £500,000 in the bank for our next transfer.
That's good. However, none of our players scored a goal last week. Manchester City's Kevin De Bruyne picked up 6 points with an assist, but that was it.
Let's hope for some more luck after the international break.
Of course, there are no matches this week, so we have nearly 2 weeks to think about our team.
We want you to tell us who we should sell and who we should buy in the comments section below, and who should be in our starting 11.
And in the vote this week, we're going to look at the 3 power plays that are available on the fantasy football game. Because in our next match, we're going to use one of them.
You can only play these once a season, so we have to be careful which one to use.
Right, so there is all-out attack, which means we can play all our attackers and just 2 defenders.
There is bench boost, which means we can also play all our substitutes and they will score points.
Or we can play triple captain, which means our captain scores triple points instead of double points in that game week.
We want you to look at our team and decide which one to choose. And at the same time, choose our captain for the next game week.
You chose Ibrahimovic again last week, but he only scored 2 points. Should we pick him again or go for Aguero?
Maybe we should go for someone else. It's the Manchester Derby next week.
What about the Premier Skills League? The Premier Skills team dropped from 6th to 20th last week, and I'm in 24th place after scoring 40 points.
In first place is Abhay Eran from India. His team is called Robotics. But it's very close, and people at the bottom can easily catch up.
I know. The Premier Skills League's top scorers with 56 points last week were Moatas Iraki from Egypt. His team is called Chelsea and Al Ahly. And also with 56 points was Fabio Giazzo from Italy. His team is called Gigo Team.
He only joined the league last week and has nearly caught me up already.
I saw that you got 16 points. How's that even possible?
I know. I thought I had a good team. But I think I'm having some really bad luck. For example, last week my captain was Riyad Mahrez and he missed a penalty which meant minus 2 points for a total of 0. And you can double that for my captain for a total of 0.
Nice. I'm sure your team will get better, Jack.
I hope so. Remember, we want to hear from you. How did your team do last weekend? What changes are you going to make? Are you happy with your team?
We've got the next game week's matches on the side of the page to help you.
And use the comments section to discuss the Premier Skills team. Which players do you think we should move out of the squad? And which players should we buy?
Remember, you can register your own team on the Fantasy Football website and join the Premier Skills League at any time. I've added the link and the code you need at the bottom of the page.